joining me, Mr. Adam Lucas, publisher of Tar Heel Monthly and writer for Go Heels. Adam, let's start off with the background of your journey. You've been a diehard Tar Heel fan, writer of great UNC sports news, author of 6 books on Carolina basketball, and you a big link for the Tar Heel Nation around the world to the incredible athletes and coaches here in Chapel Hill. Tell us where it all started and if you ever saw yourself as a sport media journalist and promoter of everything good with Chapel Hill.
I absolutely never saw it. I think where it started was probably in my driveway in Cary when I was growing up. I used to reenact the games on pretty much a daily basis, and of course I would be all the Tar Heel players, and we would always win. Even the games that Carolina lost, we would win because obviously I was so talented. And I can vividly remember being out there shooting in the driveway and thinking to myself, you know, there's nothing that says that Dean Smith won't just drive through this neighborhood and see me playing on my driveway basketball goal and want me to come to Carolina just based purely on what he sees from his car.
What a great imagination.
In my mind, it was so likely to happen. But that never did happen. But I think that's where it started because, as you said, I grew up a Carolina fan. My family raised me that way. My dad went to Carolina games. My grandfather used to live across the street from Charlie Justice. And
So it's been
in the blood ever since.
Well, did you have any particular teachers or mentors that influenced your career?
Sure, I think everybody does. The first two were at Apex High School, both English teachers, Jill Whitaker and Sandra Umstead. They were the first two who really gave me the idea that I might be able to write about things in a way that people liked. And then in undergrad at Guilford College, Jeff Jeske was really important to me. He was the advisor to the paper there, and he was the first really tough professor I ever had who also made me feel like I could write about things. And then at Carolina Law, there was a professor named Thomas Hazen, who I believe is still there.
Yes.
And he was important because he was the one who introduced me to the idea that everyone else at the UNC School of Law was really passionate about law, and I was really passionate about Carolina basketball, and perhaps that didn't mesh so well with the other people who really liked law. So that was he delivered it in a way that was not harsh at all, but totally got the message across. And I really appreciated that. There was also a criminal law professor at the law school named Arnold Lowy, who was completely obsessed with Carolina basketball. And that kind of showed me that there were people out there who were leading real lives, who were just as passionate as the Tar Heel, just as passionate about the Tar Heels as I am. And that kind of reminded me that there was a market out there that people wanted to read about it, even when they were doing other much more serious, important things.
Well, you've certainly named some very, very influential people. Definitely, they've touched your lives. I had the opportunity to chat with Professor Hazen at the law school, and we actually have a little initiative that we're brewing in terms of doing more with sport from the law side and from the Keenan Flagler business side. So stay tuned for that. So, Adam, tell us more about the Tar Heel Monthly and how this unique publication was born.
Well, it was partially born out of that speech by Professor Hazen, because once he told me that, I realized that I was in the wrong place, and I went to Winston Crisp, who at that time was at the law school, and I got my papers to withdraw. But then I had one really big problem, which was that I had to tell my parents that I had done this. And as you can imagine, that was quite a problem since I had no job prospect.
Yes.
So at that time, John Montgomery was new to the Rams Club. And so I made an appointment with him since I was taking advantage of the fact that he had no idea that I didn't know what I was talking about. And went and met with him and told him, hey, the Rams Club doesn't have a magazine. Look at all these other schools that do have magazines. There's no reason why Carolina shouldn't have one. And he was nice enough to say, well, that sounds like a good idea. Do you know how to do it? And as you know, when you don't currently have a job and someone asks you if you know how to do something, you say, yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And so that's what I said. And he said, good. Well, we want to see the first one in about 2 months. So that gave me a good solid month to figure out how to do a magazine before I actually had to do one. And we've been doing it ever since. It's undergone some format changes over the years. We switched to all digital at one point, and now we've gone back to print and changed the name to Born and Bred. And really are telling more of the stories that I really like to tell and less about scores of games and things like that. So it's been a lot of fun.
I'll tell you, this is some type of story. That is great. I just love that spirit of just make it happen somehow, some way. So tell us about your background with writing and social media. Any particular insights or tips you use to engage us?
Well, I went to law school because everybody told me that if you can write, you'll be good at law school. And what I found out was that I don't so much just like to write. I like to write about the Tar Heels. And
Yes. There's
not a lot of that kind of writing at the UNC School of Law. So that's why I wasn't quite as good at that as I thought I was going to be. But as with anything, really, I think with writing, the thing is to write about what you love. And if you do, people will see your passion through that. And they'll enjoy reading it. Social media, I mean, the thing I tell people all the time is I'd really, and maybe I'm just too old and don't get it, but I don't understand the people who tweet 30 or 40 times during a game and then go write a story about it. What I usually say is if I see that you sent out 10 tweets during the game, I probably don't want to read what you wrote about it because I know for sure you weren't paying attention to the
Yes.
game. You were paying attention to Twitter. So that's kind of my social media pet peeve of the day.
Well, that's good advice. Let's take a break here, and we'll be right back to discuss more with Adam Lucas, born and bred publisher and UNC sports writer. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Adam Lucas, writer of all things Carolina athletics. Adam, what do you enjoy most about your job today?
I go to games. It's not hard to figure out. The hardest work I have to do is when a game starts at like 9 p.m. or something and it goes late. Like, to me, that's a big world problem. So if that's your biggest world problem, then you don't have a lot of problems. So that's what I like most. And getting to know the players and the coaches. The fun thing about college sports is they change all the time. So if you don't necessarily connect with a specific team, that's okay. There's more coming. And they're going to have their own unique stories. But then the sad thing is they're gone before you even really feel like you're ready for them to leave.
Yes.
But that's my favorite part about it, that there's always a new group coming in who've got new unique things and are excited about being at Carolina.
Well, we're basking in the glory of this national championship, this special team. There wasn't one person that really dominated. Everybody stepped up during March Madness at a particular time. Any special thoughts or memories around this unique season that we get to celebrate for an entire year?
It really was a fun season, and it's fun now because we're getting to spend the next month or two kind of going back through it with the players and the coaches because we're working on a book about it. And just getting to hear them tell some of the stories that they didn't tell during the season. I think it was such a nice example of Carolina basketball because, as you said, everybody contributed. There's no way that without any one player on that roster, if you take any of them away, Carolina doesn't win the national title because
that's
at
right.
some point they needed every single one of them. And to me, that's what Carolina basketball is about, and that's what makes it fun. And most of those players we've watched grow up and get better since they've been in Chapel Hill, and that's one of the things I like most about college basketball and Carolina basketball specifically.
I definitely agree with you there, even though, as everyone knows, we would love to have one-and-dones here, but that isn't the secret sauce for Carolina basketball. It's a blending of chemistry and always putting the team, the UNC, in front of the individual. So that's definitely well stated. Let's talk a little bit about your writing and your style. Do you like deadlines related to gameplay? You know you have to get an article out within 24 hours, or do you prefer the long process of book writing?
That's an interesting question. I haven't done a book in a while until this summer. It's been a couple of years, so it seems kind of daunting right now. And so right this second, I'm inclined to say that I like kind of that deadline feel and getting to talk about a game that just happened and know everybody watched the same game I did and kind of relates to it the way I did. But as we get more into the book and are able to do some of those interviews and really go in depth, I have a feeling, or a hope, I guess, that I'll remember how fun that is. It definitely is two very different kinds of writing.
Well, I know I enjoy all styles. You have a way with words, and I love how you touch people's heart, and they're able to say things to you that you can capture, even if it's just a quote in the locker room, or as you mentioned, a longer story with a particular person affiliated with Carolina Athletics. So, Adam, here's your choice question. What moves you to tears or to laughter? I know I get a chance to kind of check out from the daily work that I do and watch some of these stupid movies, or you do one of those Netflix, you binge watch for a while, or a great book. Is there anything in particular that brings out the emotion in you?
I think if I have to be honest, I'm probably somebody whose emotion is pretty close to the top at all times anyway. I think my kids would probably tell you and accuse me of being a little bit of a softy. I have been known to get a little misty at certain movies or occasionally even movie trailers or even like a really well put together highlight montage.
That's super.
So I would probably have to admit that because they would tell you if I didn't tell you myself. Laughter, I would probably go back to the same thing. I mean, we've got four kids and it's rare that we're hanging out with them and they're not doing something that makes us laugh, either because we don't really understand and we're trying to laugh to look cool, or because it actually is funny and we're just having a good time. So I think all those things are kind of interconnected.
Well, that's wonderful. You have a beautiful family. Now, with that being said, you know that you had to take a lot of calculated risk to be an entrepreneur and step out there. Is there any particular advice that you would give young people listening in?
I would say the same thing that my mom always told me that I kind of rolled my eyes at, and I would expect them to roll their eyes at when I say it again, which is to find what you love and do it. And if you do that, then you're probably going to find a way to be successful. If you dread going to work every day, or you find yourself sitting there thinking, I really don't know why I'm doing this and I really don't like it, then you're not going in the right direction, and you have too short an opportunity to do stuff like that, to waste your time doing that. So I think finding something that you're passionate about and then letting that passion show, no matter what. Our youngest daughter is a dancer, and I definitely am not a dancer, so I don't really understand all those things that go on, but I can totally tell that she loves it. And I can tell when I go with her to a dance performance or something that the people on stage love it. And that's fun to watch, even though I don't necessarily understand it. So even if people don't understand what you're doing, they will be able to see the passion. And that's what you need to be doing.
And that is definitely true. So now, working as an entrepreneur, a writer, a media personality, all of this can be very competitive, especially when you're talking about sports. What drives you?
I think kind of what we talked about before, with just getting to meet the new people, getting to tell the new stories. The games are always different. I think the one thing that drives me is the fact that I know I'm doing what a lot of people would like to be doing, and certainly that I never could have imagined that I would get to do when I was a young Carolina fan growing up. So if I'm not pushed to go try to do it well, then I'm doing a disservice to all those folks who are really passionate about the Tar Heels. And that's really all the push you need, because you've got a lot of people who care a whole lot about it. And so you owe it to them to do a good job and to try to do it the best you can.
Well, that's well stated, because there are many, many people who look to you, look to your work to learn more about the Tar Heels, to stay inspired and get those inside stories. We'll be right back with Adam Lucas, UNC alum and UNC sport media giant. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Adam Lucas, born and bred, Tar Heel Monthly publisher, and UNC sports writer. Adam, are there any sport executive or media leaders that people would be surprised to know that you greatly respect and admire?
I think people would probably be surprised to know that just in the last month or so, I've traded emails with Bob Harris, who was Duke's radio play-by-play
yes.
guy for a number of years. And absolutely, he and I never, probably ever, wanted the same outcome in any one game. But I really did always appreciate, A, how nice he was to me and to most everybody that I ever saw. And B, that I think he and I kind of felt the same way about those games and the people. It's just that we felt that way about different ones. Mm-hmm. But I always really appreciated how passionate he was about it and how nice he was about it. And so he retired at the end of Duke's season, which, of course, came in the second round. I wasn't overly sad about that part. but certainly sad to see him leave that spot, because I think he was exactly what you want. If you're a fan of a school, that's who you want telling the stories to you.
So you make me think of another question in terms of your engagement with our rivals, in particular Duke. So when they say things to you through Twitter, or if they send you an email, do you tend to dismiss them and just focus on Tar Heels, or do you go, sometimes do you go one-on-one and go back at them?
I tend not to go back at them. Sometimes my wife's not around to kind of check me, and I have been known to fly off a little bit. But in general, I try not to, just because, I mean, those people and I just don't see things the same way. There was a thing this past season with Kentucky, and some Kentucky fans got real fired up about something I wrote. But, I mean, you can't explain it to them. They're too different. And that's not necessarily bad, because they think I'm different. But it's just not a worthwhile enterprise to try to convert them, because quite frankly, you're not going to. If they were not that passionate, they wouldn't be interacting with me in the first place. So I'd rather spend my time on the Carolina fans, who I think tend to view things a little more the way I do and kind of relate to things the way that I do.
That's great perspective and wise advice. So if you weren't developing new contacts, covering sport news, or interviewing people whose job outside of sports would you love to have?
This is an easy one. I would like to be a senior writer at Our State magazine. I actually came real close to taking a job with them two, three years ago. But you had to live in Greensboro, and that was too far away from the basketball games.
Yes.
But I would love that. I would love to go. I do a little bit of writing for them, and getting to go meet people who have nothing to do with sports but really have interesting lives and are more often than not doing exactly what they love to do. Even if it's something that you've never heard of before. I like traveling. I like doing that kind of thing. So that's what I'd want to do.
Well, that is definitely a fine publication as well. North Carolina is truly a beautiful state, and the people just are so intriguing. And they really love the Tar Heel State as well. So we're very blessed to live here. Adam, when it's all over and you're sitting in your rocking chair watching your favorite team play, the Heels, if you reflect back on your career, what do you want people to remember you for?
Well, first of all, I think that they're going to remember the players and the coaches and the teams, and that's what they should remember. If they ever think about me, then I hope that maybe at some point I told them something about one of those players or coaches that they didn't know, or that maybe they think that I was as passionate about Carolina athletics as they were, and that we connected on that level, even if we didn't necessarily know anything about each other. That's how I'd want them to think of me. But I don't expect them to, nor do I necessarily even really want them to think of me. I'd rather them focus on those players and coaches who are so beyond talented. I think sometimes we don't even have a full appreciation for how good we have it and what we get to see in every sport that Carolina has. You're watching world-class level of talent all across campus, every day. And that's something that very few schools can say, and that we're really lucky to have.
Well, that is well stated. I've certainly enjoyed chatting with you. It's such a pleasure to spend time with Adam Lucas, a publisher, UNC sports writer, and certainly one who makes a difference in all of our lives, of those who love Tar Heel sports, and in particular, Carolina men's basketball. Thanks again, Adam.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
If You Only Knew is sponsored by the Center of Sport Business at the Kenan Flagler Business School.